You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three of the Roto Experts is live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Tony Cincotta, Scott Angle, Corey Parson, Greg Sussman hanging out with you. Is Mike Lyon comes your way at the bottom of the hour?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that because I'm going to go back-to-back champions today.
Back-to-back days.
Yeah.
I thought Corey was the champ.
Is he?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like the fantasy executive right now.
But at least, or at least Tony, you have the opportunity to actually do it. We know you won yesterday. Like, I was here. I'm positive of it. Back-to-back games. Tony can end the week being an undefeated week for Tony Cincotta. That would be incredible. Unlike anything we've ever seen.
My mom would be happy.
Scott, I believe he's the defending champion in this game, though.
Scott always wins.
He's good at his Mike Lyon. He is good. Tony or Scott. Mike, do you remember who won last time? It was either Tony or Scott. I don't remember who it was either. All right.
I think it was Scott. Scott hired Mike Florio, so he's got an advantage.
Good point.
Yeah. You brought him in.
Let's get in, gentlemen, to the NBA from last night. The debut of DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis next to each other. Now, from a fantasy perspective, it went quite well.
It was amazing.
From a real-life perspective, it went quite horribly.
No, they got blown out, you know, to point out by the other side. It, like, really affected Harden, too. And, you know, I'm sure you guys will get to this, but, you know, Lou Williams, like, played really well, but can you really expect that, you know, every sort of game? But it was a blowout, but I think, you know, you got the kind of fantasy numbers you want to get from those two guys, and who else there is really relevant.
You know, James, the thing about Lou Williams last night was that the dude played 25 minutes. He wasn't even supposed to play all that much, played 25 minutes. Yeah. And, like, as a Lou Williams owner here, Tony, it made me feel real good that he's just going to keep chucking.
Oh, this was crazy. Yeah, Lou Williams comes out before the game. First of all, about 4 o'clock yesterday, Williams was not going to play.
Right.
Then the stop becomes rumblings that he might play. Then Lou Williams says to himself, I'm going to play, but only a couple minutes. Then the dude plays 25 minutes. He fires up 11 three-pointers, nails 7 of them. This was not good. And James Harden was a guy that I liked yesterday. He doesn't play, you know, he only shoots 9 shots. I mean, what the hell is going on? This Rockets team, they're going to be fun. They're going to be fun for the playoffs.
The
seventh man.
Who would you rather have going forward, Lou Williams or Eric Gordon? The sixth or the seventh man?
I drafted Eric Gordon in a couple drafts, so I'm impartial. And both of them the same game. So I think Gordon, because he's been there. Neither one passes. Both of them shoot the ball. I have no idea. This is a tough one.
The Rockets also had 17 from Ryan Anderson.
What? You're entertaining me. Rockets, Ryan Anderson.
Trevor Ariza had 9 and 7. Clint Capella off the bench. Why did Nene start this one? Because they're so big, I guess. That's why. I guess to answer my own question.
They change it up, too. It's kind of crazy how they go about this. And Nene, to me, is a guy they like, and he's, like, symbolic. So I guess they threw him out there against the big guy.
For New Orleans, DeMarcus Cousins' debut, 27-14, 5 assists, 5 steals, 4 blocks, 0 technicals. One hell of a game for DeMarcus Cousins.
Gentry got one. It rubbed off.
He did. Anthony Davis had 29-9. So both these two guys were amazing. But as we expected, Tony, nobody else scored. Nobody else shot.
Jesus, I actually went with Etuan Moore in a lineup last night, and he had 10 fantasy points in the first quarter, and I think he finished with 12.
He finishes with 6-3-3.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
No.
These guys, it's going to take time, and I think we were too close to write them into the 8th seed in the Western Conference. It was interesting that Denver, though, went out and lost to a Sacramento team with nobody on it last night. I mean, I don't think this team's going to be good going forward, but I just wonder how this is going to play out.
Yeah.
I think fantasy-wise, we know we're okay with these two players.
Even if the Pelicans do get up to the 8th seed and they play the Warriors, it'll be the hard-fought 4 games. Hard fought four games.
Maybe you shouldn't count the Kings quite yet then.
Yeah, maybe not.
Just saying. So basically DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, they did very, very well. Jrue Holiday, he had 6-4-4, did not shoot the ball well. 0-6 from 3-point range. 3-12 from the field. Nobody else doing much of anything. Terrence Jones waived, so we will find out where he ends up and what kind of fantasy relevance he will have.
I hope he's all right.
Well, why wouldn't he be all right?
We got a few guys floating out there. You know, after the Mavericks trade, where Deron Williams is going to end up with that great story.
Seems like Cleveland.
Yogi Ferrell coming from the 10-day contract kind of guy. You know, to putting Deron Williams out of a job.
I don't see that. He did not put Deron Williams out of a job. They just don't want. It's a veteran that they're going to do right by him. That's what it is. Yogi Ferrell. For the record, I loved Yogi Ferrell in college.
It's Indiana. A great story still, though. Yeah, sure,
absolutely. Yeah. Sacramento, we'll go to the other side of the trade. Sacramento defeated Denver last night, 116-100. And the Kings just kind of blew away Denver most of this night. And they were led by 29-10 off the bench from Willie Cauley-Stein, who did not get the start, but played 35 minutes. And we said it, anyone you listen to in fantasy basketball said, go and pick up Willie Cauley-Stein right damn now.
Tony illustrated it fully. Yeah.
Anybody did. You know. Pick up Willie Cauley-Stein. He had 35 minutes. Buddy Hield, Tyreke Evans, they both come over from New Orleans. They each saw 26 minutes off the bench. 16-6 for Buddy Hield. 15-4-3 in 26 minutes for Tyreke Evans. While Darren Collison, the holdover, had 15-10 to lead the Kings to this big win.
I got some questions here about the Kings. Okay. Number one, can Cauley-Stein continue to play at this level? And number two, what the hell are they doing? Are they supposed to be losing?
Well, again, it's one game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
an amazing game. So this he's going to be good. I think he'll be a better performer than Kostas Koufos, and that's his biggest surprise to me last night.
Yeah,
Koufos only played 21 minutes, and he's been a solid contributor. He had 8.6 rebounds, 4-7 shooting. He didn't get in foul trouble, so that's something to watch going forward. Buddy Hield, of course, they brought him in to be Stephen Curry, and he looked like Stephen Curry last night for a little bit. So, I don't know. Maybe the owner, maybe the owner knows what he's talking about. Maybe he's got it done. McLemore is going to be interesting to me because they look like they're going to play small a lot. They played Collison and Lawson last night in the lineup. Put McLemore at the small forward, Tolliver at the power forward. Eventually, I expect Buddy Hield to get into that lineup in Lawson's spot at the two guard. And then I expect Tyreke Evans to get into the small forward. I don't know how long that's going to take. But right now, with McLemore in the starting lineup and Lawson is a guy, he didn't play well last night, but you could put him in daily fantasy right now, Lawson, if he's going to start it every night and get 31 minutes of play.
Yeah, and one thing about the Kings that Buddy Hield is like, brought in to be Steph Curry. I guess the Kings won the trade, early returns. They won, the Pelicans lost.
I wouldn't say that. No.
I'm kidding.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you are. Skal Labissiere, he had his best game as a pro. Skal.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you said at first.
12 points off the bench. He saw 14 minutes, which I think is interesting. He's finally getting some playing time. For Denver, a brutal game for Nikola Jokic, who had just 4 points and 10 rebounds. He got called out by his coach after the game, and he wants to be the franchise player. He has to play better. Tony, like Gary Harris last night, played 35 minutes and had 23 points to Gary Harris to lead his team. Wilson Chandler off the bench had a tremendous game, 18-10. But that came in 29 minutes of action with Danilo Gallinari back. Gallo saw 30. You had Will Barton put up 16. And then Mason Plumlee coming over to this trade from Portland. He's seen his value kind of sap in 22 minutes, just 10-3 on the night.
I played Jamal Murray last night. 19 minutes, no points. 0-6. I was like shocked at how poor this guy played. He must have had a good time during the All-Star break.
He got a shot, Tony. He got a shot with Emmanuel Mudiay being benched.
Yeah. This team, though, I don't – like, Jokic last night was not a guy that I was on because they brought in Plumlee. I didn't know how his role was going to be. One night he's starting, one night he's not starting. Kenneth Faried's in there one night. He starts but plays 14 minutes. Jameer Nelson's now the starting point guard. Like, this – whole rotation, this whole team is so in flux that I never have the confidence as Jokic as a $10,000 play. Like, this guy is the same salary as LeBron James. There's no way I feel the same confidence in this guy.
It's a good point. A lot of it is about confidence given the price here. You mentioned Buddy Hield, the new Steph Curry, and, well, Steph Curry proved that he has no equal last night. Steph Curry and the Warriors scored 50 points in the third quarter last night.
It was the first time they did it since 1989, when they did it three times in 1 month.
I mean, this is a team that was down, what, 61 to 49 at halftime? Scores a 50 spot in the third and won this game easily, 123 to 113, against a good, quote-unquote, defensive team, Corey.
Yeah, no, but this, well, you know, this is one of the biggest rivalries in sports right now.
No, it's not.
I mean, the Warriors have won 10 in a row versus this team, you know what I'm saying? But these are two teams that do not like each other, the Clippers and the Golden State Warriors. Matter of fact, it was a lot of trash talk last night. You know,
Draymond, Paul Pierce,
Tony Paul Pierce. You're not getting a farewell tour like Kobe, whatever the case may be. Then I think Paul Pierce tweeted after the game. You know, you had that 3-1 lead. You know what I'm saying? And the respect your elders and the guys that came before you and stuff like that. So interesting from that aspect of it. But as far as what's going on the basketball court, not interesting. You know, Kevin Durant with 25, Curry with 35, and then the list goes on and on. For the Golden State Warriors. So Klay went only 18 last night, but he took 12 shots. But this is not a rivalry that is blossoming right now with the Warriors winning 10. Also, 15 boards, 7 assists for KD last night. Kevin Durant.
That he did leave the game briefly with a left hand injury. Came back. Really good night for KD when he did come back. And of course, Steph Curry went nuts in that third quarter for the Clippers. CP3
at the buzzer.
CP3 could be back as early as today.
Tonight. He's been medically cleared, but he's not back yet. They're saying with the back-to-back, they were probably preferring to use him in the second night.
Wonder how that is. That's interesting. Yeah. So one last time, Austin Rivers got the start, put up 19 points. Actually led this team in scoring alongside Jamal Crawford. DeAndre Jordan had 17 and 11. Blake Griffin, disappointing, 12 and 8, Tony, 3 of 13 from the field.
Yeah, the scores were down last night in Daily Fantasy because I had this guy too and still made money. I'll tell you what, Austin Rivers was the best guy on the court for the Clippers last night. He was really, really playing well, and he was out there 37 minutes. DeAndre Jordan actually hit some free throws last night. He played pretty well, and I give Charles Barkley a lot of credit. Barkley at halftime said, and this was foreshadowing, says, you know what, there's no must games in February. But when you have a lead like this, and you have the Golden State Warriors, you have to win this game. Well, when they get to the playoffs, there's no way they'll believe that they're going to beat this team. Yeah. And what happens in the second half? They come out and bang them. Like, it was a great job by Barkley.
Speaking of Barkley, Charles Barkley, you hear what he said to Corey after the Knicks game?
What did he say?
He hates the Knicks.
Yeah. He goes, Spike Lee was telling me during the All-Star game, during All-Star weekend, he wants to be banned from the Garden.
I don't blame him. I'm banned too.
And he was also saying that enough of this shit.
Yeah.
He said on the air, and Ernie's like, whoa, Charles.
Yeah, you know, Ernie's a gentleman.
Yeah. Cavs beat the Knicks again, 119 to
10 in a row.
With Oakley at courtside.
So 104 with Charles Oakley at courtside.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Sitting next to Dan Gilbert.
Because
Dan Gilbert
this is what I told you about Charles. Charles is trying to make this about him.
Of course he is. He's going to make money. He's going to make money off of this.
Because of his cooking skills.
And eating skills.
Oh, you talking trash about Charles? You didn't know
that? Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Why? Is he
did you know
related
that?
To you?
No, because if you saw him in person, you'd be afraid of him.
So would you?
No, I would.
A lot of
Oakley,
people would be afraid.
Oakley Kate is events.
I did not know that. No, I had no idea.
No shock.
Yeah.
The LeBron James had a nice triple-double here, 18, 15, and 13. Did have 6 turnovers, though, which is a lot for him. Tristan Thompson, 10 to 14. Kyrie, 23 and 6. Channing Frye, only 2 of 7 from behind the arc. Got the start, of course, last night with no Kevin Love. And then Kyle Korver got hot from 3-point range, 6 of 10 last night. And Derek Williams, by the way, 27 minutes on his 10-day contract. Thought it was interesting.
Yeah. He can play, and he's always been able to play.
I don't know why he's cut constantly.
The off the court issues with this guy are the problem.
He doesn't get arrested or anything.
If you're on that many teams and you're that good, you might not get arrested, but maybe you come to practice late.
Oh, stuff like that. Yeah.
He's too good. Like, there's nothing. Like, this. There's no way. Rasheed Wallace and guys like that play 10, 12 years in the league, and they caused all sorts of problems. And this guy's that talented.
Yeah, he's good. He can score the basketball. The Knicks last night were led by Courtney Lee's 25-6 with 5 assists. Carmelo Anthony had 20 points in 40 minutes. Kristaps Porzingis left this game at halftime, turned his ankle. He's in a boot, as Scotty mentioned at the top of the hour. 8-5 for him. Willie had a double-double with 11-10.
Yeah, he's turning out, you know, to be a nice ad. And, you know, Courtney Lee's had some good games, too, lately, despite the trade rumors that, like, we heard yesterday you almost went to the Clippers.
Did you watch this game?
I caught some of it.
He told me you're going to have a split screen last night.
Yeah,
he told me.
You going to split screen.
Between that and the race.
Yeah.
He
watched the race.
You watched the race. You didn't watch this.
I watched some of this. I watched more of the race.
Who'd they play?
What are you talking about? Who'd they play?
Who did the Knicks play?
We've just been talking about it.
I was making sure.
I'm a dumbass.
Oh, I'm the dumbass.
Yeah.
But you watch NASCAR, but I'm the dumbass. All right.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm afraid of Charles Barkley, but like you talk all that crap with Eli Manning. He walks in here. Can I take a picture with you, please?
I can't believe I missed that.
I can't believe I missed Eli. I shook his hand.
I'm not here.
And
you couldn't wait to take a picture with him.
They said you getting there to take the picture. I'm not a fraud.
Yeah, you're a fraud. I can't wait to Romo signs with the Redskins.
They said you get in there and take the picture too. I did not go shaking and say, Scott, you know what you asked to do to him?
What?
you didn't ask him for a picture.
I was standing over here in the corner. I wasn't even in the picture.
Scott was like, "When you go downstairs, do you mind if I?"
More lies. He's got to lie to win this. Now he's got to lie.
You did not offer him, Scott.
I stood in the corner. I didn't even say nothing to him. Nope, I didn't offer him. You all offer.
The Pistons beat the Hornets last night, 114-108 in OT. Pistons were led by 33-9 from Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to 25-7 from Toby Harris, Tony.
KCP.
Yeah, Tobias Harris. I was talking about this in the lineup block show. Like, he is the best player, the best forward out of this group, but they just don't give him a shot to play. When he plays, we get games like this. The other thing most interesting out of this game was Ish Smith. This is a guy I thought would be a starter once the trade deadline happened, but he had 16 assists last night on 2 of 12 shooting.
Oh, at least when his shot wasn't falling, he kept passing the ball. That was smart of him.
Yeah, that's huge. They were plus 20 with him on the court as well. Reggie Jackson, they were minus 14 with him on the court.
Significant, obviously, amount of time here off the bench for Ish Smith. Reggie Jackson pretty much benched in this one. Andre Drummond at 12-13.
Maybe they regret that they didn't trade him.
Marcus Morris had 16-8, while John Lohr 10-9. For the Hornets, Kemba had 34-7-6 in 42 minutes of action. Actually, a very good game from Kemba.
Looked well-rested. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
17 points for Frank Kaminsky in the start, 12-14.
How do you look well-rested?
I caught some of this.
How did you catch some of this?
I caught some of the highlights.
You watched the 2-minute highlight on your race.
The Charlotte and Detroit and the Knicks.
I try to pay attention to as much as I can. I'm not like you when doing the show going, oh, she needs help with ice.
12-14 from MKG. Yeah. He makes a good point. 13-7 from Marvin Williams.
How do you look well rested? I still haven't figured that out.
He wasn't yawning, Tony.
There you go.
Portland
just came back strong after the break.
Portland defeated Orlando 112-103.
You watched this too, Scott?
What's that?
Ooh, no, I watched this.
Up too late for me.
Yeah. This is what I watched.
This game started at 7:30.
The game started at the same time.
It was on the West Coast.
No, it was the first 7, I think.
No, Scott, Orlando's in Florida.
Yeah. It might have been in Portland.
It was in Orlando.
Yeah. All right.
No, it was in Orlando.
What's Tim McCullough's whip there, Corey? Is that what you said last hour?
Lance McCullough.
Actually, you said Tim. He said McCullough instead of McCullough.
Well,
he didn't say Tim, and he said McCullough. You're like, Tim?
Because he said McCullough instead of McCullough.
Oh, you're cracking pronunciations. Yeah. Plenty of people will get pronunciations incorrect.
That's true.
Damon Lillard had 3 consecutive 3-pointers in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Three times on the court. yeah, that was huge.
I like Lillard last night. 33-5. Joseph Nurkic, though, he was a breakout star yesterday. 12-12. He did? Oh, wow. 12-12 with 5 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Can we trust him is my question.
Yes, I watched this game last night. He can absolutely, in this offense, they have no front court play at all. He's the only guy out there. The only question is, he makes some dumb plays every once in a while. And as long as the coaching staff allows him to keep making dumb plays, he'll pay off fantasy-wise. He is by far the best front court player.
The Blazers also got 22-6 from CJ McCollum, 12-6 from Harkless, and no Alfred Camino, who's still out with a sprained left knee. Yeah. For the Magic, he got 25-9 from Nikola Vucevic, 20 from Evan Fournier. Aaron Gordon put him 9-9, and then Terrence Ross got the start here, and he just kept chucking, Tony. 13-5, 4 of 17.
But the amount of shots is
so I watched this game. Yeah, I watched this game. Ross can't play any defense at all, and that's why he didn't play at Toronto, because that guy's a huge defensive coach, and that's why they let him go. Like, I didn't realize that until watching that game last night. Vukovic was as bad as you could possibly play and get 25 points and 9 rebounds. He was only 8 for 20 from the field. He was 8 for 10 from the field. He threw 2 air balls last night. Like, that was, it was crazy to watch this thing. Evan Fournier won't play the whole game, and he didn't do anything the first quarter, and he still ended up with 7 for 17 in this one. Alfred Payton was non-existent last night. He played 22 minutes. DJ Augustine actually played more minutes than him. You just can't, you can't trust Alfred Payton.
Yeah, just for the record, I'm never going to ask you about him in DFS again. I did that yesterday. What do you think of Alfred Payton? Forget that.
Yes, yeah. I feel like we told you that right away. Hey,
when I watch the guy play, I like him. I'm like, well, why don't they play him more?
We're gonna take a break here. We'll come back. We'll find out who Tony likes tonight. We set DFS lineups for a Friday evening. Maze Mike Lyon coming your way at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. It's the Road Rush in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Evidently has an update of some sort. This is probably
not an update, but just a question. I find this, I especially wanted to ask Tony too, and I want to ask Benny when I see him too. Like, not this, this King of the Hill contest on DraftKings, qualify for a 3-player contest, and you can finish first and win $9,000, $333 qualifier. You into this, Tony?
I have not. We talked about this during the week too, is that I don't know, when you get in these, I don't play in these contests that you can go and you win yourself into another contest. I think that all these things, the payoff isn't worth it. You have to put a lot of money to get involved in it, and then you tie up money too. So I haven't played in that. I don't think Benny has either.
Hey, Tony, do you like the new 6 o'clock Sports Center?
I've never seen the 6. I'm on the air.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. It's Jemele Hill and all.
But I'm a big Jemele Hill fan.
I don't like Jemele Hill.
I'm not a fan either.
Yeah, but really? I like the format that they have at the 6 o'clock Sports Center now, where it's kind of like a talk show and not so much news. So I just was curious.
I grew up with Michael Smith too, writing in Boston.
That's right. New Orleans. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
And,
Michael Smith.
And Jemele Hill, I like her because she's different than everybody else. So I get the whole thing. I like her. I'm very educated. She has opinions on everything. So I kind of like it.
Who would you say is your favorite sports center anchor of all time?
Me?
Yeah.
SVP.
Oh, Scott. Well, he's a Maryland guy, so yeah.
I don't know if he's my favorite all time. We're talking off the air. It's like, if I wasn't on this show and I listened honestly, I'd be very entertained by Greg. And a guy Greg kind of reminds me of, in a little bit of the way he entertains and, you know, gets into it, is Neil Everett.
I like Neil Everett. I think Neil Everett is good. But he's not the best of all time.
I don't know if he's a – I like him right now,
who would
though.
You say was the best of all time?
Best of all time. It's difficult. It's – I don't know. I don't know if I'd have a specific
– I have one in 1A.
What?
One is Stuart Scott.
Wait.
Yeah.
One, it's hard not to say him.
And one A is Keith Olbermann.
Yeah. I like Charlie Steiner guys, back in the day.
Huh?
I like Charlie
I did
Steiner.
Too. I know. Yeah. Jesus, I forgot about him.
Charlie Steiner.
I forgot about him
good.
Doing that.
Yeah.
But my guys, you guys haven't mentioned Kenny Mayne for me.
Oh, sure, yeah, Kenny Mayne, solid. Kenny's fantastic. Yeah,
yeah. All right, let's get into NBA DFS tonight, Tony. Now you're happy. You got a whole lot of games to play with tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games on the schedule tonight, Tony Zingata.
Yeah, so what we're looking at tonight, Russell Westbrook, if you're going to pay the money, he's definitely worth it tonight. Then the third worst to cover in point guard, so Russell Westbrook coming back after the All-Star break. If you're going to pay the money there, go ahead and do it. The team with the highest team total tonight is the Washington Wizards. John Wall will be in play there, too, if you want to say, and he can save $2,700 going with Wall instead of Russell Westbrook against the Philadelphia. T.J. McConnell, not a great defensive player, so he is definitely in play for tonight's action. Other guys you're going to be looking at tonight, if you want to save a little more cash, Kyle Lowry has the eighth worst defense against point guards tonight, and he comes into play. Yogi Ferrell is interesting because they're the seventh worst team.
5,300 on DraftKings.
I guess it, but I'm not going to play him, but I'm just throwing it out there. He's 5,300 and he's 5,500 on FanDuel. They have the second lowest total, Dallas, tonight. The one thing to remember is how many points is Dallas going to put up in their matchups going forward? And so Yogi Ferrell's the guy I think will be owned, but I'm staying away from.
What about Mike Conley at 7,500?
Mike Conley tonight, that's not a bad matchup. So they're the 11th worst team against point guards in that one. Now the Memphis team against the Indiana Pacers, it'll be a higher pace from Memphis, but not that significant. I don't think it's a bad play, but I would probably pay up the money for point guard tonight.
Going to the shooting guard position, I think this is where you're going to save some money if you're paying up for point guard. I know Gary Harris played 35 minutes last night. Now they get Brooklyn at home. You go back to the well, Tone?
Yeah, they're the worst team in the league at covering two guards, so he absolutely comes
into
play tonight.
Do you then go Harris and Barton?
Yeah, you definitely can. And if you even want to go a step further, and I say this guy all the time, and I don't know what the starting lineup's going to be, but the Brooklyn side of things, depending on what they come up with the lineup, because it'll be a little shaken out with Bojan Bogdanovic, the Denver Nuggets don't defend backcourts well. If Jeremy Lin's back, I didn't mention him in the point guards, he's a guy that definitely in play tonight.
Jeremy Lin, definitely someone you can consider. We'll see if he comes back, see how many minutes he gets. Another shooting guard that's going to be very cheap that I don't know what the playing time is going to be like, but I wanted to ask you about him. It is Norman Powell. Remember, there is no Terrence Ross, so he's going to get the time off the bench, I would think. Played 28 minutes in that first game without Ross, 17-3. As Tony said, with the Raptors playing Boston, obviously Isaiah Thomas is the bad point guard defensively. What do you think of Norman Powell tonight?
That's not a bad play. I mean, usually when you look at Toronto, they're another team that doesn't score a ton.
Yeah.
It's dominated by the two backcourt guys. But depending on the price is the whole thing with Norman Powell. I liked him when he was in the $3,000 range. Now he's become more of a risk.
What about he's $4,100 on FanDuel, so it's not that expensive.
What about Dion?
No, $4,100 I could definitely look at. Dion Waiters, I love tonight.
$6,900 on DraftKings.
Yeah, that match, 6,900. He's been shooting the ball a ton. He guys continue in that same price range, though. I like Dwayne Wade tonight as well in the Chicago Bulls. He's staying there. They're the third worst team against two guards in the league. So Dwayne Wade's a guy, very similar price there. I lean Wade a little bit over Dion Waiters tonight.
To the small forward position that we go, of course, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, your higher priced players. I immediately go down to Otto Porter against Philly, although Robert Covington is the only good defender on that team.
Right. Otto Porter is definitely a guy you can look at tonight. But I'm looking at, if you're trying to save a little money, I think Brandon Ingram has a good matchup tonight.
Okay.
$3,600 on FanDuel, right? They went out of their way not to trade this guy. He's a guy that I think you can put in your lineup tonight if you want to save a little cash at the small forward position.
I like it.
Dion Waiters, he can also be used at small forward, depending on where you were. And Gordon Hayward has a good matchup tonight. He's $7,300 on DraftKings. He's $7,100 on FanDuel. He is absolutely in play in a matchup against a Milwaukee team struggling defensively.
Wilson, what do you think of Wilson Chandler at $6,900? And how concerned are you about Dario Saric's playing time? He's $6,400.
Concerned? I'm thrilled with Dario Saric's playing time.
Yeah. I think Dario Saric is absolutely a guy you can play until his price gets raised. They are terrible too. They're the third worst team in the league against power forwards, so Saric's a guy in play.
Over on FanDuel, by the way, just quickly, I'm sorry, Tony. Saric's price has already gone all the way up. $6,200 tonight.
Yeah, I would still at $6,200, I think he's playable.
Okay.
How do you think the trade?
If you get 30 minutes a game, right? 35.
Monster.
35
oh, absolutely. They got rid of the two guys in front of Saric. Yeah. He's going to start now.
Yeah.
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 That Ilyasova trade was basically they made a choice to go with Ilyasova over Saric over Ilyasova.
Yep.
And one of them had to be dealt because of the front court helped there. There was one other guy you guys just mentioned.
Wilson Chandler, yeah.
Oh, Wilson Chandler. The Denver front court, I'm staying away from. With Gallinari back and healthy and Chandler there and Fareed, I don't know where the minutes are going to go.
Yeah.
Wilson Chandler by far is the guy that I'm most reliable to if you had to put one of them in there. But when I have a game, when I have this many games tonight, I'm just not taking a chance.
Power forward position here. Saric is power forward over on FanDuel. Again, I look to the Wizards. Corey said it. It is very, very important you go get those Wizards in the lineup tonight because they play the Philadelphia 76ers, highest team total on the board. I go with Markieff Morris tonight, 7,100 over on FanDuel.
Yeah, you go there. And one guy that's on cheap on FanDuel, I don't like him much on DraftKings, but Bobby Portis should get the start. And at $4,200, they have the second highest team total. Bobby Portis is a guy you can play over at FanDuel. You can use him on DraftKings. The $5,000 a little expensive there. So I like him there. Dario Saric, we just talked about, is a guy you could play for sure. And Derek Favors, and now that he's not traded too, 4,800, 5,000. So tonight, there are some bargains at power forward. Not paying up for a big power forward. If you're going to pay up tonight, you mentioned Markieff Morris being the best play out there. Paul Millsap's not a bad play either if you're going to pay up for a power forward.
What about Zach Randolph at 5,300?
I like the power forward position, but because of Jermichael Green and Zach Randolph both playing, like when one of them's out, it automatically makes me elevate them and I play them. But with both of them playing, it's just not enough minutes. They could go off and they could be there. It's a great matchup. I just don't know who's going to get the playing time.
Finally, at the center position tonight, it's really interesting because I didn't even know this guy would be on this team anymore. But no Nerlens Noel in Philly. No Joel Embiid tonight. Should Jahlil Okafor be the starting center tonight?
This is interesting. Okafor tonight. Now, the price is $4,500 on FanDuel, $5,200 on DraftKings. They are pretty good. They're a top 10 team at defending centers. But at that price, you could play it. But I am looking at, for the center position tonight, I look at Al Horford against Jonas Valanciunas comes into play. Jonas Valanciunas against Al Horford. I think those two guys can absolutely be in play. Robin Lopez is only $4,700 without Taj Gibbs in the front court. I think Lopez is the guy that picks up. And the guy you talked about, Marcin Gortat, yep, with that Wizards team tonight in that matchup, is a guy you can absolutely play tonight. And Nikolai Jokic has a great matchup tonight. Yep. I'm not going to pay up for him. We talked about the Denver front court. But it wouldn't shock me. At the end of the night, this guy gets, he gets 50 fantasy points.
There you have it. Those are the DFS picks for the day. When we come back, we wrap up the week, as we always do. Is Mike Lyon next? Back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, and it's time to see if Mike's lying or not. Scott Engel is a defending champion, but Tony Sincotta is going for a second consecutive win this week, trying to close the week right. So, Michael Florio, good morning to you.
Good morning. You guys didn't, Greg, you didn't fill in for me last week?
I was on vacation also, man.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, that's
both
right.
Both of us were gone. They weren't playing a game.
Yeah, I guess it just carries over.
There's no replacement. Like, is Mike Florio lying? Like, how do you get it without Mike Florio?
Is Tony Sincotta lying?
He's always lying, so. No. Hey, yeah, let's get in the game. Terrible. Hit the music, and let's do it.
Draymond Green leads all non-guards in assists per game.
Scott, I didn't ask you when you want to go. I apologize.
I'll go first.
You go first. Draymond Green leads all non-guards in assists per game.
False.
Corey?
False.
Tony.
false, LeBron James, then Draymond Green.
Well, it's false. And it is LeBron James.
You know
Draymond
why everybody
Green.
Knew that? Because I asked that question yesterday, yeah, you yeah, idiot.
Yeah, this question was
I asked this exact
like,
question
I'll go
yesterday.
First. Yeah, we did that.
Literally,
yesterday.
The question yeah. was, what non-guard leads the yeah. NBA in assists?
Yeah, and my response was Draymond Green.
Come on, Florio!
That was yesterday, Mike.
Well, stop taking
is
my question.
Is Mike Florio hacking?
Clearly. Wow.
I thought you did something different.
That was the exact question.
It's all good, Mike. It's all good.
Not
buddy.
Really.
No, it's
Greg,
all
Greg's
good.
Greg's freaking out over there.
But it's all good. We're all on the same. We all got
Everyone's got a point. Corey Parson here next.
Chris, I'm sorry. No hitter had a higher swinging strike rate than Chris Davis with a K.
Swinging strike rate.
K for strike.
You asked me a question about swinging strike rate. I just went on a rant about advanced statistics mm-hmm. yesterday.
There's a lot of non-advanced statistics in this just for you, but I mean.
All right, so Chris, you said Chris Davis with a K had the most.
No hitter had a higher swinging strike rate than Chris Davis with a K.
I'm going to say that's false.
Tony.
I'm going to say it's false as well.
Scotty.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
They'd be giving Scott the answers.
Scotty takes a 2-1 lead.
Florio gives Scott the answers.
Scott, stop crying. And
I remember
start
when
answering.
I used to produce the radio show and right. it was terrible.
You used to give Scott the answers?
I know.
Was it your fault it was terrible?
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. When who else's fault would it be? I didn't used to give Scott the answers. But I told Florio to give Scott the answers, and he's still doing it. Yeah.
So you got to lie on radio to like entertain.
Florio, question number three.
Just answer
please.
The questions and stop crying.
Freddie Freeman led the league in intentional walks.
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Ooh.
See some non-advanced stats for you, Corey.
Thank you,
Tony.
It's advanced.
So I looked this up for whatever reason yesterday again. So did we have? I don't know. And he's either first or second. So I'm going to say this is true.
True.
Corey?
There's something interesting going on Twitter right now. Repeat the question.
Freddie
and
Freeman,
he's asking me who the Knicks
Freddie
played
Freeman
last night.
Led the league in intentional walks.
True.
It is false. He is second.
See?
I'm sick of this
who
guy.
Who was first? Bryce Harper was first, right?
Yeah. Yes, he was. Should I give Tony a point go. For that or no?
I don't
no,
know.
Tony
throw it
Tony
out.
Looked
it,
it up
available
yesterday.
For
I can't.
Point.
We can't. We can't yeah. just give that point out there.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey, it's yeah, your no, two favorite players.
I know, right? This is intriguing, though.
What is going on that you're reading?
Right. Quick. Shaq tweeted at JaVale McGee, "Don't be acting like you a G. I'll smack the bleep out of you. I'll slap the bleep out of your bum ass. You the one that be looking stupid with your dumb behind." And then JaVale tweeted back at Shaq, "Oh, we threatening people now? Kick rocks, you old bleep. You ain't gonna do split, and that's on my mama. Stick to." Oh, wow. I'm not gonna say
Could
that
Please, question number four.
This is a beef of Twitter beef between Shaq and JaVale McGee.
Who
Come
cares?
On.
We're in the middle of a game.
We're playing a game, and you're clearly not paying attention.
This is very good, though.
Should
this
we, should
beef.
We take, I should take a point away from Corey.
I think
do.
You should.
Why is Shaq up so early?
Now, he tweeted this last night before Fortune he went to bed.
He works for the general now.
Oh, okay.
That tweet was at like That's 4 true. O'clock.
You just catching up to it now?
Oh, okay.
So question number four?
Please,
in the middle of the game.
Unbelievable.
According to Uber Facts, a man once staged his kidnapping in front of his wife so he can have a night out with his friends.
Scotty?
The way this is worded, I'm going to say true.
Corey?
This is a truth.
Tony?
Absolutely true.
Yeah, this is true.
True story.
I thought it was pretty
I felt
funny.
Like this was he was lobbing a softball at us with this one.
Wow, so your questions, people are not fans of your questions today, Florio.
Yeah, I mean, hey, what can you do?
I'm surprised Corey hasn't interrupted the game to tell us Beyonce dropped out of Coachella.
Yeah. It's like the questions are like such softballs, like Corey's like, you know, seeing what's trending.
Mm-hmm. Well, question number five,
well,
my
Well, none of you have a perfect game going, so...
Question number five, please.
Jrue Holiday leads all point guards in blocks per game.
Parson?
Jesus. False.
Tony?
I think it's false.
I'm going to say true.
Scotty going against the grain and getting a point.
Once again, it's working.
He averages 0.6 blocks per game. John Wall is the next closest at 0.57.
Wonderful.
No one else averages over half a block per game.
Just to make sure your stats are accurate, is Giannis Antetokounmpo considered a point guard?
According to ESPN, which is the site I am using, he would be under small forward.
Oh, see, this is the BS that Florio can't even get the questions right. I wonder why he can't have a chance. I mean, he's played more games at point guard than small forward.
It's true, yes, but he is they quantify him as a small forward. Not Florio's fault there.
I use ESPN.
Yes, he is. He's using ESPN. Everybody knows ESPN's a piece of crap.
And we just went down our favorite anchor.
Florio, what's the scores here right now?
Scotty 4. Tony and Corey 2.
Tony and Corey 2. A 2-point lead as we are at the halfway point. We go to our final break of the morning. Roto Experts. And it's Mike Ryan.
I have 3, but it's okay.
You have 3?
Yeah, because the point guy question was wrong, and I was right. Scott really has 3 and not 4.
We wrap up the show coming up next. We return here for the final few minutes of the program. Angle, Carson, Sakata, Sussman, and Mike Florio. The host is Mike Lyon.
Greg, are you going to make a ruling here? Maybe you should. I believe Tony does have a point here. And if you want to win, you want to win fair and square. You know, maybe we should send it to you for a ruling on this last question and maybe throw it out and use one of his other ones.
The fact is, Mike Florio did not quantify Giannis Antetokounmpo as a point guard. So,
I just want to be on record. I'm okay with...
I understand. You know, he's the host of the game. He's not a point guard here.
I mean, I have 2 extra questions if you guys really want to do that.
I made the ruling. We're good, Florio. Question number 6.
Chris Bryant led all qualified...
Not being correct.
Chris Bryant led all qualified hitters in hit by pitch.
Tony?
Oh, boy. I don't think this is true. I think his teammate did, Anthony Rizzo. So I'm saying false.
Say false.
False.
It is false. He was 2nd, but it was not the guy who Tony said who led the league.
It was not Anthony Rizzo, so we will give a point out, and we're going to give Tony another shot here.
Anthony Rizzo was 4th, actually, with 16.
I knew he really likes to get hit. I'm going to go with Bryce Harper.
No.
Scotty.
Chris Davis. C.
No.
Jose Bautista.
No. We should maybe give out, 2 points if one of you guys get this one.
Can I throw... We'll go one more time around. We'll give 1 point out. We'll go one more time around, then I have a guess. Tony?
Marwin Gonzalez.
No.
Wow, that would be crazy.
Wow. He said it was going to be crazy.
Paul Goldschmidt.
No.
Maybe it's a pitcher.
It is not a pitcher.
He hit himself.
Trying to think of somebody people don't like. I said Jose Bautista already. Manny Machado.
No, that's not a bad logic though. But no.
So we're done with this. Give us the answer. My answer would have been Jacoby Ellsbury.
Danny Espinosa.
Mm. Oh. Alright, that was not bad.
It's the only way he gets on base.
Question number 7.
Number 7, let's go, Florio.
No hitter grounded into more double plays than Albert Pujols.
Scotty?
I'm going to say this is true.
I'm going to start to make my push now. It's false.
I'm going to say it's true.
Good strategy on Corey's part. This is false.
Here we go.
Pujols is tied for 2nd. One hitter grounded into more than him.
Scotty?
Eric Hosmer?
No.
Corey?
Derek Jeter?
He didn't play last year.
grounded into more double plays.
Lose a point for that answer.
No, it was a joke. Ian Kinsler?
No.
Tony?
David Ortiz?
No. David Ortiz had 22.
Ooh. Scotty?
There's somebody very slow lumbering here. Brian McCann.
No.
Oh, that's a good. That was a good guess right there.
This is a guy who is always up there though every year.
And grounding in the devil plays. This is a tough one right here. Ben Zobrist.
No.
Tony.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yes.
Oh! Nice job, Tony.
Miguel Cabrera had 26 double plays.
Scores are right now, my friend.
It's always guys with good batting average, too. I don't know why.
The score is Scott 5, Corey, and Tony with 4.
All right, we have a good game on our hands as we head to question number 9.
8.
8, sorry.
According to UberFacts, the president of Iceland claims he would ban pineapple as a pizza topping if it was up to him.
Hmm. Corey?
True.
False.
Tony? Tony goes first here before you, Scott.
I'm going to say true, and if it's like mango, I would assault Mike Florio, but I'm going to go true.
False.
Scott sticks with his answer of false, even though both these guys go true. Michael?
We have a three-way tie.
Yeah! Yeah, Scotty is choking under the pressure.
Like Dallas.
Jesus.
That's not appropriate.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Oh, but it's appropriate to take a shot at me, though.
No, but the Phillies, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies.
That's not, never mind. I take it back. It's not what I thought you said. I apologize.
What do you think I said?
I'll tell you. Okay. I'll tell you after the show.
Is that the overrated football
something
team?
Something to do with the D?
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, no. Okay. I get that. Yeah. That's inappropriate.
Question number 9, Scotty. I'm sorry, Tony. This is Tony's question. Sorry.
No pitcher allowed more hits than David Price.
True.
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 True all around.
It was true. He allowed 227 hits. Next closest was Adam Wainwright at 220.
And we get to the final question, and we have a three-way tie. There's a very good chance of overtime right now. A couple of minutes remaining. Scott trying to defend the crown. Tony trying to win back-to-back games and back-to-back days. Corey just trying to stay alive. Scotty, this is your question.
No pitcher threw more pitches than Justin Verlander.
Ooh.
True.
True, says Scott Angle.
False.
False, says Corey Parson.
I'm going to go with Kate Upton. He has a lot of endurance, yes.
So true. Two trues and a false. We either have a new champion or we go to overtime. What
we
is
have overtime.
Corey Parson, you've been eliminated, my friend. Or have you?
Goodbye.
Yes, you have. Goodbye.
You guys are rough.
Gloria?
A.J. Ramos had the lowest home run to fly ball rate.
What was the correct answer?
It was Justin Verlander.
It was just Verlander.
Oh, okay. False. Who was second?
Second was David
Why
Price.
Does that matter?
Florio, A.J. Ramos?
A.J. Ramos had the lowest home run to fly ball rate of all qualified relievers.
This is not Scott. Tony's up first here.
I'm going to say this is false.
I'm going to say this is true.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to have a winner on this question. What is it?
Who is the defending champion?
Scott Angle's defending champion. Tony going to win back-to-back
days.
Florio, read the question one more time, please.
A.J. Ramos had the lowest home run to fly ball rate of all qualified relievers.
And give us the winner.
And still champion, the king, Scott Angle.
Oh, Angle, man. He's the
king.
Good
game, Tony.
Nice job, Scotty.
You own Mike Florio's lying.
We gotta get you on with Ronis again to see if you've just gotten better or the competition's gotten worse.
Probably not gonna happen.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
You could do it offline.
Yeah. Ronis.
Yeah, he likes to do things, you know, extra.
There you go. How you have it. Oscars this weekend. You guys gonna watch?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
I won't watch it, but I'll definitely read up on the results.
Are you only going to do that? Are you only going to do that because, like, you know, I'm going to talk about it on Monday?
No, I'm always interested to see, you know, what movies won. You know, I'm sure my wife will talk about it too at home, because sometimes, and I'll say, okay, maybe that's a movie I want to see when it comes to video. Like last year, I ended up watching Brooklyn because it won some awards, and right. I really liked it.
All right, cool. Got the Oscars. Get Daytona 500 8-ish. Sunday.
Yes.
So that's a big, we'll big weekend.
We'll have some family over. We'll have some fun with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Throw a party. Corey, what do you up to this weekend, dude?
I'm be laying low this weekend. I got some people coming to town in early the part of next week, so I just be getting the crib together and stuff like that. Man, that's it. That's about it. Nothing spectacular.
What about you, Tony?
Out of bounds.
What you got going on?
Hopefully, it's not a fight.
Yeah, tonight I got to yell at Mike Demers. It's Saturday night. I'm going to Luke Bryan with my daughter.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. So.
Old School Fantasy
and comes Sunday, yellow cha-cha.
Old School Fantasy comes your way next. King Scott Angle, Corey Parson, and Tony Sicana. I'm Greg Sussman. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday. Have a tremendous weekend. And we will see you right back here Monday morning at 7 a.m. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye.